Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have with us Howard Brodsky, who is the CEO of CCA Global. How you doing, Howard?
Good, Kemp. Very good, thank you.
Okay, I have that right. You're CEO, right?
Chairman and co-CEO.
Chairman and co-CEO. Right. Okay, all right. And
I'll go by any title.
I think you'd have to be living in a cave or under a rock to not know who CCA is, but it's basically the parent company for several of the major groups in our organization. There's Flooring America, there's Carpet One Floor and Home. What are some of the other brands in your organization?
Floor Trader, Floor Expo, the International Design Guild.
Yeah, okay.
And Rug Decor.
It's a major factor, major buying factor, major organization, marketing organization in at retail and the flooring. Well, just looking at the CCA, I mean, this is about a $10 billion a year company, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right.
Okay, so this is kind of a tough time to be in this business, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly one of the more challenging times in the history of our industry, and not, frankly, just in floor covering. You know, it started out in the home building, and then it went into anything related to home building, and then it related to, I think, anything touching the economy. And certainly it's one of the trickier times with all the defaults. I mean, who would think in the world that Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns would Merrill Lynch would have to either go out of business or be absorbed? I mean, I think it is, as I said, not just in our industry. It's one of the, I think, most difficult times in the history of American economics.
Yeah, I mean, since the 29 or 30s, I'd say this is one of the roughest times. So
a lot of unknowns.
Yeah,
right.
Hopefully, though, you know, if you look back at the other economic dips, which do come in cycles, usually when we come out of it, there's pent-up demand. So we can only hope that before too long we'll see a turnaround and hopefully an uptick in the business.
Well, I think there is. I think there is absolutely pent-up demand, without question. I mean, I always tell people it's not like the floors look better in a year or 2 years if they haven't replaced them. They definitely look worse.
Yeah.
And that's the good news. I think people just have to have the consumer confidence has to go up. And then I think people will come out and business will be a good uptick.
Yeah, good. All right, well, the reason that I wanted to get you on the interview with us today is because I just saw you last Thursday. We were down in Stone Mountain, Georgia together at the Floor Covering Industry Foundation Golf Tournament, which you have, I think last year you renamed that. What is the name of that tournament now?
It's named in memory of Alan Greenberg. So now it's the Alan Greenberg Charity Golf Tournament.
Okay. And, so I think this is, the sixth year of doing this tournament, is that right?
It is.
Okay.
Right.
And why don't you just tell us real quick what the Floor Covering Industry Foundation is?
Floor Covering Industry Foundation was set up years ago when Walter Guinan was one of the original founders to really give money back to people that have had catastrophic illnesses and cannot afford the result of what it has caused in their life. So whether it's been strokes, cancer, people in major depression. And it's really taking, it's very much similar to the Actors Guild. It's really a fund to take care of people in our own industry. And that's throughout the industry. That's not just retail. That's retail, wholesalers, installers, at the manufacturing level, anybody that connected with our industry. We've been fortunate that I think last year we gave, about 700,000 back. And the stories are amazing how we've really helped change these people's lives.
So just to mirror what you're saying, if you're in the floor covering industry and you have something that goes wrong that you need some economic help with that's not covered by insurance, you can actually make an appeal to this industry foundation and they'll review it and probably take care of whether it be, you've lost a leg, you need a prosthesis,
right,
or whether you've got cancer, you need help with your medical bills, anything along those lines. Right?
It really has, and it's been a true lifesaver for an enormous amount of people in the industry at the time when they really need it most.
And let me pick up on something you just said. I mean, since the beginning of this thing, this foundation has raised $800,000, is that right?
Well, we've raised $800,000 just actually in the golf tournament.
Oh, okay.
The industry has raised much more than that, but in the last 6 years, we've raised over $750,000 just in the CCA golf tournament.
Okay, all right. And this past year, you just presented a check to the foundation for the funds, and I think, what was it, $145,000?
$145,000, exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, and so every year this tournament is, it's primarily manufacturers that are in this tournament, right?
Well, there's frankly, it's manufacturers. There's a lot of CCA executives. There's other suppliers that are connected with CCA, and from a marketing standpoint, display, different elements all across the industry, and obviously a lot of manufacturers.
Right, right. And I think, I mean, you would have thought possibly, since this we're in an economic downturn right now, that there might have been a little less money raised or a little less participation, but that was not the case, was it?
No, we had great participation, and we're really thankful that the funds just about equaled last year. And so given the tough economic times, I mean, I think it's a tribute to everybody that they're still supporting those that really need it most, because as tough as it is that we think it's tough, the people that have been through these catastrophic illnesses are just faced with even more severe issues that no one could even imagine.
Mm-hmm. So I think there were 135 golfers this year, right?
Right, right. And I think everybody had a great time besides contributing.
Yeah, I mean, it's something where you not only get a chance to do something that's right from a philanthropic standpoint, but you also get to spend some time outside with, sometimes it's your competition, but some other times it's, just other associates in the business.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. You don't happen to know who won? I mean, I know there was first, second, and third place pairings, but do you happen to know?
I know some of the people that were on the team. Charlie Dilks, who was our chief product officer, was on the team, and Charlie Hoffner was on the team. And I'm trying to think who else was on that team. It was
Paul Murfin was on it.
I think Paul Murfin was on it. Was Bill Gaddis the other one? Why do I think that Bill Gaddis might have been the other?
Okay, all right.
But I know Paul Murfin was too. That's exactly.
And like you said last Thursday, I mean, Charlie Dilks works for you. Where does he have time to learn how to play golf like that?
That worries me more than anything. That concerns me greatly that he won. I would have been happier if he lost.
Yeah. You know, I have played a little bit of golf, and if you don't play it regularly, you usually aren't any good. But
No, I think that's right. But yeah. Hopefully he'll claim it's his other teammates that pulled him through.
That's right.
Right.
It is captain's choice or best ball. Or
the best ball, right, yeah, exactly. Right. Uh-huh. So even the ones that are not as great, if they have good players with them, they can do well.
All right. Well, Howard, I appreciate you being with us and talking about this. Now, if somebody is interested in and possibly they've got some money sitting around and they want to give some money to the FCIF, is there a website or how do they go about getting in touch with somebody on that?
There is, under the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, there is a website, or they can certainly contact myself, Larry Nagel, or Keith Campbell. We're all intimately involved with the foundation. Keith is chairman, I'm vice chairman, and Larry is past chairman. So any of us, they could certainly contact, and we'd be happy to direct them.
Okay. And so that would be whether you want to give money or whether or not you are in the industry and you want to seek help.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they can do it, by the way, at all. Anybody seeking help, it's totally anonymous. So no names are referred to, and no one knows. So anybody that really needs it doesn't have to worry that anybody else will know that they're seeking help.
Okay. And what is, you wouldn't have to know what that website is.
I think it's just under the FloorCoveringIndustryFoundation.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Well, Howard, I appreciate you spending time with us.
Great.
So we've been talking to Howard Brodsky. He's chairman and co-CEO of CCA Global. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.
Thank you, Kemp.